Welcome, everybody. This is Trot's Talk Podcast. It is. Amanda Rando is away for the next couple of weeks. So just while he's been wandering around for our French's Forest studio, there's none better to grab onto than Greg Hayes. How are you, Hazy?
Really well, Hoss, and looking forward to what should be an exciting weekend of harness racing.
Well, Menangle, we had, you know, the APG down in Victoria, but this weekend we've got plenty of action at Menangle, haven't we?
We have, highlighted by the Group 2 New South Wales Trotters Derby, and great to see Wobbly in town. Surprisingly beaten at Kilmore last Friday night by a pretty talented former Kiwi trotter by the name of Scallywag Sam for Andy and Kate Gath. But Wobbly, speaking with Chris Alpha during the week, he said that the horse might have been a run short. He's not too disappointed by that. Of course, that horse, Wobbly, he's getting ready for the New Zealand Jewels, and he's still going to the Jewels despite that defeat. Chris saying that that run will do him the world of good. He's expected to be improved by that and is expecting a much better performance on Saturday night in the Trotters Derby. He's $1.60 with tab fixed odds and should take a lot of beating. So despite having his first look at Menangle on Saturday night, I think he should be winning.
$1.60. Sassy Pants at $4.50 and Castle Reyes at $8 in the market at the moment.
She is going to be something so special, Sassy Pants. She is an absolute machine, but she just doesn't know what it's all about. She's only had the three starts. She galloped at the first two. She ran second last week in the Trotters Oaks, but she only switched on in the last 50 metres. Okay. She is going to be a jet, but she just needs probably another three or four starts before she works out what she is.
If the right Wobbly turns up, as Chris spoke to you about earlier in the week, on the pace, then the horse wins?
Yeah, and he wins, and he does it quite comfortably and then heads across for the Jewels.
Just while we're on Menangle, College Chapel's another horse that we've been monitoring over the last couple of starts.
Yeah, he won the Bathurst Gold Crown, for mine... Gee, I might get hit here. I think he's the best two-year-old.
You can't be saying something like that, is he? Come on.
I had this discussion with Jason Bonington on In the Gig on Tuesday night. Jason suggests that Centenario is the best two-year-old colt or gelding in Australia. I thought College Chapel. Obviously, the APG winner, Centenario. College Chapel is the winner of the Bathurst Gold Crown. College Chapel hasn't been seen since the Gold Crown. Connections were sought out about a trip across to the New Zealand Jewels. They turned it down. They were getting him ready for the Rod Fitzpatrick. They will then go towards the Breeders' Challenge. He's drawn wide on the track, but he's something pretty special. I can't believe they're betting $1.80 with Tab. I thought he'd be closer to $1.30 or $1.40, but he should be winning that, and winning that with a leg in the air. Watch for a horse by the name of Pete's Big Jim. Now, I know that the team in New Zealand have got a big circle around him. If he runs a good race on Saturday night, they could well invite him across to the New Zealand Jewels.
Okay, he's at $19 and $4 the place at this stage in that race.
Yeah, so if he runs a decent race, then he could well be on the plane across to Cambridge to represent Australia.
Okay, just on that, obviously people may not know or may know that I'm in the ownership of Centenario, so that's why we're joking, but... we love the stars coming through. I don't know where they'll meet. I leave the total programming to other people.
I'm just Breeders' Crown for sure.
Yeah, it'll probably be the Breeders' Crown. But are they different? I mean, you watched both of them. Are there any comparisons about the way they race or anything?
Very similar.
Like that? Yeah,
very similar. Your bloke's probably bigger, more filled out. Two-year-old. Yeah. Bernie's bloke's probably, he's quite big, but he's still got a little bit of filling out to do.
Yeah. I reckon it's fair. They're babies in there too. You know, we talk about them with a slipper. Well, here's two that we're talking about. We're still a couple of months away from the Breeders' Crown. It's fantastic.
It is.
It's what it's all about.
It is exciting.
It's what it's all about. So, in summary, in this podcast, we're looking forward to Menangle for a couple of real big reasons on Saturday.
Yeah, look forward to the Derby, but also look forward to that Rod Fitzpatrick Memorial.
I know you were keen to talk about a couple of other horses as well.
Yeah, Platinum Revolution. Now, Shane and Lauren Tritton train it. Now, it has been invited to compete in the New Zealand Jewels. Basically, it is going to be a big Australian team that heads across to Cambridge this year, but this is the first one that's been invited from New South Wales. This is quite a good story because Mark McNamara, who calls now in New Zealand, but a former Australian, worked at 2KY, which is now Sky Sports Radio. Now, Mark bred this horse. So he's basically... bred the horse in New Zealand. The horse was then sold in New Zealand, but bought by Australians. It's come over and Shane and Lauren train it. So now it's going back to New Zealand, representing Australia and trying to beat the locals on their home turf. So good story. Hopefully she can represent Australia very well. She ran third in the Sapling Stakes behind College Chapel. She's won the Pink Bonnet. We haven't seen her for a long time, but she can run. We know that. So that's very exciting. And also the Black Prince. Now, he bypasses the Jewels. There was some interest from Connections, but they're going to concentrate on the Breeders' Crown. Highly possible one race hit and run mission to the Queensland Derby as a lead up, and the Newcastle Derby will be his next start. So that's the Black Prince, who won the carousel going back a couple of weeks ago. And just a little bit of news in wrapping up, Maori Time and Lazarus, they've both got some international travel coming up. Maori Time,
well,
she
you've got some international travel, don't worry about this. The only people that aren't going are the big players from Sky Sports Radio. I mean, we got Anthony Manton's going to call the bloody thing. I mean, how good's this?
The Elite Lop, the world's biggest trot race, and Maori Time, the Australian mare, gets an invite to go over and compete after she ran 151.5 on Miracle Mile night in the trot race. She's been invited to compete. She left on Wednesday night at 25 minutes to 10 o'clock at night. She's expected to arrive Australian time at in her new base at Stig Johansson's place at Stockholm at about 1:30 Friday afternoon. So it's about 43 hours or so between door to door. She will have about 2 weeks to get ready for the Elite Lop. And fingers crossed. She's I've obviously seen her race a lot, but I got the chance to spend some time with her on Monday. She's a really relaxed mare.
Do you think she'll cope with the travel?
I think she'll cope with the travel, but she's obviously going... Look, she's got great gate speed, and that's the big plus with her. She can fire out of the gate, and she can put herself in a position. And we've sent horses from Australia before in the past, horses like Sundon's Gift, A Touch of Flair. They've probably been a little bit more classier than her, but they haven't had her gate speed. So she's able to put herself in a position. She's been racing top grade here in Australia for 18 months, 2 years, maybe 3 years probably. But she's going to another level again. It's going to be, she's done a fantastic job.
Okay, so what night are the heats on?
The heat and final will be the same day, and it'll be the Sunday night our time, which will be, I think, the 27th of May. So they'll run the two heats, then they have a couple of hours break and they run the final. She runs top four, she makes the final. And Lazarus, of course, sold earlier in the week. Reportedly New Zealand $4 million, and he heads across to America. There were a couple of trainers earlier in the week that they were talking about. Tactor and Ron Burke were the two trainers that they were saying that the horse could be going to. Tactor was the one most likely to get the horse, but... last time we'll see him race in Australasia, short little campaign in America, and then he goes to stud.
Off to stud he goes. I reckon America have been out here trying to buy a few more too, so we'll wait and see what unfolds on that front. But not expensive as Lazarus, but I know they're in the marketplace. All right, plenty going on. We watch Menangle and the build-up with these horses, Wobbly and College Chapel, a star two-year-old that let's hope does makes the big step.
I tell you what, if Maori Time somehow won the Elite Lot, you know I won't be back for a couple of weeks.
No, you'll be right. No, I reckon
no way. No, it'll be the biggest party ever.
It will be. So we're counting down to that. Hazy's going, and Anthony Manton's going to call it back for Sky.
Yes.
So we'll have an Australian caller base there. It'll be superb. And I know you'll get plenty of coverage on social media as well in the lead up.
Do you know what happened? When we sent A Touch of Flair over, the poor caller, like he's Swedish, but he he does his best in English, and he had a touch of flair in front, a touch of flair, a touch of flair wins. Oh no, I'm sorry, that is not a touch of flair.
It's the wrong colour, wrong number.
It's like, oh, we need an Aussie.
So Anthony's going over, and that'll be fantastic. Hey, thanks for coming in, Hazy, and being a part of our podcast.
No problem.
Greg Hayes, podcasting, Trots Talk. Watch for those races at Menangle on Saturday night.